BP on the hot seat.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. U.S. investigators say British petroleum giant BP took big risks by choosing to cut cost over safety. They claim the company was well aware of problems at its Texas City refinery prior to a fatal explosion last year. 15 workers died, 180 others were injured. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
America's Chemical Safety Board says it's found a potentially damaging series of internal BP reports. They include surveys suggesting that the company knew it had significant maintenance problems at Texas City before the blast. The head of the safety board, Carolyn Merritt, says the reports make a clear connection between the problems at the plant and the company's cost-cutting campaign.
One of the most telling surveys was completed only a few months before this accident, and it certainly was an indication that the cost cuts had impacted performance, maintenance, and safety.
BP says it accepts full responsibility for the explosion and has allocated $1.6 billion to pay compensation. But the company denies that cost-cutting was a critical factor in the accident. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The government has reportedly dropped claims against Chevron. The company was accused of systematically underpaying Uncle Sam for natural gas produced in the Gulf of Mexico. Interior Department officials told the New York Times they had no choice. That's because a department appeals board had ruled against auditors in a separate case. According to the Times, the decision could prove lucrative to other energy companies. It might allow them to avoid paying hundreds of millions of dollars in royalties for what they pump each year from federal property. It's a reversal of fortune. Today, the parent of a New Orleans power company is expected to report a 10% hike in quarterly earnings. Although Entergy Corporation took a hit from Katrina, the company has rebounded. Here's Dan Gretsch.
Entergy's New Orleans unit suffered $620 million in damage during Hurricane Katrina. The unit declared bankruptcy, and the stock of its parent company plunged 15%. But earnings held steady, largely due to the strength of Entergy's nuclear power business. Investors see the company's 11 nuclear reactors as a better bet than coal-fired plants. Entergy's stock recently hit a 52-week high. Energy analyst Julia Freyer says the nuclear operations have provided a crutch for the company.
Definitely gets them to a point of stability where they can provide the support to the Entergy New Orleans unit.
Last week, Entergy submitted a plan for bringing that unit back from bankruptcy by the end of 2007. It includes $200 million in federal relief, $250 million in insurance proceeds, and a 50% rate hike in the city. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The price of oil has dropped towards $58 today. Some of the factors behind the decline are the easing of tensions in Nigeria and doubts OPEC will impose cuts in its output. U.S. crude fell to $58.14. Yesterday, the market was kind of up and down and in the middle, just depending on where you looked. The Dow fell 3 points to 12,086. The Nasdaq rose 13 points to 2,363. And the S&P was flat. This is Marketplace. You've probably spent money on costumes for your children and candy for trick-or-treaters. Halloween sales add up to $5 billion for the nation's retailers. But Rachel Dornhelm says not all that sweet stuff is being eaten by kids.
Even if you bypass the costumes and lawn decor, you still gotta have something on hand tonight when... The National Retail Federation's Ellen Davis says despite trends towards healthier treats, 95% of Americans bought Halloween candy this year.
More people are buying candy and they're spending more on candy, but at the same time, fewer people plan on handing out candy to trick-or-treaters, so you kind of wonder where all that candy is going.
Still, candy alone doesn't account for the $1.5 billion surge in holiday sales expected this year. Davis says that's largely from Halloween growing up. 85% of 18 to 24-year-olds say they'll celebrate this year, and they have the bucks to back it up. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Urban Fellows, preparing people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds for leadership for more than 36 years at NUF.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. How much is enough when it comes to punishing cigarette companies? That's an issue the Supreme Court will take on today. The High Court will consider whether juries should make huge damage awards that go beyond the court's own guidelines. This case involves a deceased smoker whose family was awarded an $80 million settlement from Philip Morris.
All around America, men and women worry about their jobs.
Iraq. Healthcare.
Energy and education. What you
We continue our midterm election series, The Real Agenda. Polls show that Americans care about pocketbook issues like wages and cost of living. As part of our series, we've invited everyday citizens to give us their views. Today, Susanna Perkins of Orlando, Florida, tells us her take on the plight of the middle class.
Steam poured out my ears recently as I listened to yet another economic expert pushing gadgets as affordable lifestyle improvements for people like me. Let me tell you, I'd like to yank these so-called experts from their ivory towers and force them to live like the real people. Let them try living on 10% less than they made 20 years ago, like I do. That's right. Less. Not inflation-adjusted, but fewer actual count-them-out dollars. 20 years ago, I was a single mom with two children under 10. Back then, we lived in a comfortable three-bedroom apartment with a pool and a playground. My job as a telemarketer provided family health coverage that cost me under $100 a month. Today I'm married, with one child still at home. I'm the primary breadwinner. My husband's in graduate school. Right now, my family lives in a house not much bigger than that apartment, but it costs twice as much. My job in business quality control provides insurance. But right now, my share of health coverage is $360 a month, and that's just for me. My husband and daughter are uninsured. 20 years ago, I drove a new car, and gas was less than a dollar a gallon. Today, I drive used, and gas costs three times more. Back then, I sent my kids to an inexpensive church-affiliated private school, and someone else cleaned my apartment. Not today. Today, a luxury is an occasional Starbucks coffee. Oh, sure, I have some electronics. Yes, I do have a computer with broadband internet. But they don't compensate for the fact that my inflation-adjusted income is half of what it was 20 years ago. Will a digital camera somehow make up for the fact that housing, medical coverage, and groceries eat up four-fifths of my salary? Answer this, Mr. Expert. Even if I had one, what good is an iPod if my uninsured husband lands in the hospital?
Susanna Perkins lives in Orlando, Florida. If you're on the go, take us with you. We're podcasting. You can get more information by visiting our website, that's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
You hear the terrible stories about
the world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.